To glow in the dark.
Glow in the dark. Glow in the dark.
This is the science fiction podcast, Glow in the Dark Radio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordia. You can find my stuff online at glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com. That's MikeLuoma.com. That's how I'm on Facebook and Twitter too, after their .com/MikeLuoma. There's a Glow in the Dark Radio Facebook page too, facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. Many places you can find me online. And at that Facebook page and at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com, even on the blog on the sidebar, you can sign up for my newsletter, which I promise to get an issue of out soon. We're getting into the adventures of Alibi Jones on the podcast. Specifically, the first novel, Alibi Jones. This is a newly edited version of the novel, as I'm getting it ready for Audible. You get to hear it here first on the podcast. In Chapter 1, we met Alibi Jones. He's a mediator for the Solar Alliance, now locked up in a Tekta cell with the cat-like Dakor Kid and the drunken human being Piccolo. In Chapter 2, we're going to see if the three of them can escape the Tekta. So I hope you'll join in the adventure on this episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. A little bit of news as we approach the holidays. I want to encourage you to give indie books as gifts. Although we are very close to the holidays now, you can get my paperbacks through Amazon and Barnes & Noble. They seem to keep some on hand, so you should be able to get them in time for the holidays, even though we're just a week away. So again, just go to glowinthedarkradio.com or mikeluoma.com, and under the Books tab, you can get hooked up with print copies. Indie books make great gifts. They're kind of unique because, well, we're not well-known authors yet. So it's not one of a kind, but close. And it's uniquely you because, you know, you're discovering a new author and sharing it with somebody you love. Or somebody you know well and want to give a good gift to. I don't want to get carried away. And yeah, not just me, you know, lots of other indie authors out there if you support them. Think about giving an indie book, a paperback of some kind, as a gift. So, I probably won't be posting a podcast episode next weekend, but sometime during that week between Christmas and New Year's, I'm hoping to get an episode out for you. If that doesn't happen, it'll be like a couple weeks before we get to a new episode. Like the second weekend in January. The 8th or something. I had hoped to get an episode out last week, but it wasn't the holidays that got in my way. I've been trying to write kind of a, you know, look back at the year, music-oriented kind of thing about my top 10 albums for 2016. So I was working on that a lot last weekend. I finally finished it this week. So I'll put a link in the show notes. Or you can just go to glowinthedarkradio.com and go over to the blog. I also put together a playlist, 50 tracks, of the best singles, the best tracks of 2016. And that's over at 8tracks.com. But I've posted the link again on the blog, so if you go over to the blog, you can listen to that and also see what those 50 songs are. I've got them listed on the blog. I'm not going to tell you what the 50 tracks are that make up that Best of 2016 playlist over at 8tracks, but I will tell you what my top 10 albums are for 2016. Although to find out why they are my top 10 albums, you'd have to go to the blog at glowinthedarkradio.com. Plus, you can hear some songs from the albums. Coming in at number 10, it's Block Party Hymns. Number 9, The Lemon Twigs, Do Hollywood. In at number 8, Shearwater, Jet Plane and Oxbow. Number 7 is Arc Iris, Moon Saloon. Number 6, Caveman, Otero War. Number 5, the compilation, the massive Grateful Dead tribute from Aaron and Bryce Dessner of The National. They put it together for the Red Hot folks. It's the Day of the Dead, massive Grateful Dead cover compilation. In at number 5. Number 4, John Anderson and Ryan Stolt, Invention of Knowledge. Sounding a lot like Tales from Topographic Oceans, yes. In at number 3, Nako and Medicine for the People, Hoka. Number 2, the return of half of Trip Shakespeare, Matt Wilson and John Munson together as the Twilight Hours, and their new album, Black Beauty, number 2. And coming in at number 1 for me is Bear's Den, the UK band Bear's Den, with Red Earth and Pouring Rain. Beautiful album. And again, to find out why they're my choices, just go to glowinthedarkradio.com and go over to the blog. So yeah, a couple music-oriented things. The top 10 best albums of 2016, in my opinion. And a playlist of 50 of the best tracks released this year. Posted at 8tracks.com, and both of those, again, on the blog at glowinthedarkradio.com. That's my news of the week. It's all I'm going to make you listen to before I get into Chapter 2 of Alibi Jones, coming up on Glow in the Dark Radio.
Have you heard of the Round Table Podcast? Here's how it works. We invite authors onto the show.
Welcome to the big chair at the round table, Sherry Priest, Tim Pratt,
Gail Carriger,
Seanan McGuire, Patrick Rothfuss.
We ask them questions.
What an excellent question.
You know, no one's ever asked me that question before.
These are great questions, by the way.
Wow, no one's asked me that before.
Then we invite writers on to present a story idea.
The genre of this story is a fantasy set in a space-like setting.
It's a superhero western.
It's a steampunk, dieselpunk fusion just because of the timeline that it's in.
It is a supernatural horror story with just a bit of a detective thriller peppered into it.
And then we workshop the story.
You're going to know what your ending is when you know what your conflict is.
Brian, I like your Sopranos meets Iron Punk meets Rome meets psychotic future killers. I think that's a great mashup.
Oh.
That makes a lot of sense, and I can't believe I hadn't thought of that.
Sure. I think that's a must. I love that idea.
And everyone leaves in a state of writerly bliss.
You guys have given me so much to work with right now. It's ridiculous. And
the ideas that I've gotten out of this today, there's the gears are just running. I've
spending this time with you guys has made it a whole lot more likely that this will get written.
The Round Table Podcast. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or at our website, www.roundtablepodcast.com. The Round Table Podcast. Literary alchemy. One podcast at a time.
Now, here's Chapter 2 of Alibi Jones on Glow in the Dark Radio. The guard glances from side to side. It snags a passing bug from the air with its right tongue. The Tekta's eye stalks swivel around, watching out as it swallows. It does not want to get caught eating on the job. Full attention is supposed to be on the heavy cell door behind him. If the guard is caught feeding, its superiors will know it is closing in on sleep cycle, and the guard will lose position. A noise from inside the cell gets the guard's attention.
What are you doing? No! No!
One of the humans is screaming.
No! No! Ah!
The yelling stops abruptly. The guard smiles the Tekta equivalent of a smile. Sounds like the Dakur is finally feeding.
Everybody eat,
the guard hisses to itself. Another bug floats by. This time, the guard uses its left tongue to pull in the hovering morsel. Soon it will be sleep cycle.
Wake up, sluggard!
The Tekta superior hisses at the sleeping guard before him. The guard snaps back into consciousness, battered by the slapping tentacles of the superior berating him.
The guard began its sleep cycle. It will lose position.
You feed on the job, Kata. You are worthless,
the superior hisses.
I apologize. I beg humbly for forgiveness.
The guard tries to cover itself.
Why do you always feed, Kata? To feed is to sleep. The Dakor fed, too.
Were you inspired, then?
The superior says with scorn.
I beg humbly for forgiveness.
Did you see the Dakor feed?
Which human did he eat? Maybe he ate both of them. I did not see him eat. I heard him. Through the door. Sounded messy,
the guard says. The superior hums as he meditates.
I beg humbly for forgiveness.
The guard blurts out another plea.
I hear you,
his superior hisses with disdain.
Wake yourself up!
He hands the guard a set of restraints he can use on the catman.
Since the Dakor has eaten, it will now be sleeping. An excellent opportunity for you to go in and put these on him. Right now?
The guard asks. The superior checks his timepiece.
Give it an hour. Let him digest for a bit and sink deeper into sleep. Can you stay awake for another hour, Kata? Yes, sir. I can and I will, sir. Thank you for this opportunity, sir. I won't let you down, sir. I humbly beg...
My forgiveness,
the superior says, cutting him off.
I know, Kata. Here is your chance to earn it. Don't mess up.
The superior officer turns and slithers away. Kata leans back against the wall next to the door and tries to stay awake. The guard talks to itself.
No falling asleep,
he says in a soft voice to himself.
Stay awake.
After about a half an hour alert, the guard begins to drift towards sleep cycle. He snaps himself out of it as he starts to slide to the floor.
No, cat! No sleep cycle, not yet!
The guard's eye stalks whip around as it looks up and down the corridor. There's no one around. No witnesses to his drowsiness.
Good, maybe.
The guard looks up and down again. It looks back at the cell door.
Maybe I should do it now.
The guard decides. He turns and unlocks the cell door. He opens it up and looks inside the darkened cell. There is a lump on the floor in the back corner. Before the Tekta guard can enter with the restraints, he's hit by two blurs flashing out of the darkness. Alibi hits him high. Kit hits him low. The three fly out into the corridor, tumbling in a tangle of fur, tentacles, and human limbs against the wall opposite the cell door.
Grab his burner,
Kit calls out to Alibi. Alibi can't quite reach the Tekta guard's burner, a rifle-sized energy gun tethered to a harness worn over its tentacles. The burner has fallen from the harness and dangles from a strap.
I can't reach it! You can! It's near your left paw!
Alibi tells the Dakor.
I got it,
the drunk says. Piccolo has joined them in the corridor. He grabs the guard's burner strap and pulls the gun over to him.
How do you fire this thing?
Wrap your hands around the handle sticking out there. Point the skinny end and squeeze the handle.
Kit gives fast instructions,
as if your hands were a tentacle. Do it now, quickly.
Piccolo buries the skinny end in the guard's side and squeezes the handle of the burner with both hands.
Fwash!
A sick smell of charred meat fills the air. Alibi and Kit jump away from the severed halves of the former guard as they thump to the floor. The three cellmates exchange glances between them. Piccolo tears the strap of the burner from the dead guard's harness.
Let's go,
Alibi says urgently.
Aren't you going to thank me?
Piccolo asks snidely, brandishing the burner like a drunken cowboy with a rifle.
Run, follow me, this way, now,
Kit commands. He turns and takes off down the corridor. Alibi and Piccolo follow fast as they can run, Piccolo holding on to the Tekta burner. Kit leads them through twisting corridors to an outside door guarded by two Tekta. The three escapees stop just out of sight of the guards, around the corner from the exit.
Give me the burner,
Kit says to Piccolo. Piccolo pulls the gun back away from him.
Why should I?
He asks. He draws the gun-like weapon in close to his chest. They hear a noise around the corner. Hissing from the Tekta. Sounds like the guards have heard them.
Either give me the burner, or turn that corner and shoot them yourself.
Now!
Kit hisses at Piccolo. Piccolo hurriedly hands over the burner to the catman. Kit struggles with the weapon and lets out a sharp hiss of his own.
Ass!
I cannot squeeze it correctly. I cannot make enough contact on the handle with the pads of my hands. Damn tentacled bastards.
The Dakor curses. Let me see it, Alibi asks, holding out his hands. Kit passes the burner over. Alibi gets a feel for the handle.
Ah, that's how it works.
I've got it. Here we go. Alibi surges around the corner and squeezes the handle of the burner at the same time.
Fwash!
The beam from the high-intensity energy weapon slices a jagged burning path through the two Tektar guards. Alibi swings the burner back and forth. The reptilian aliens' hissing protests fall silent as they dissolve into pieces on the floor. Kit comes up behind Alibi.
Go,
Kit says. Alibi feels a furry paw on his back, pushing him to move forward. He runs ahead toward the dead guards, with Kit and Piccolo close behind him.
Oh,
Alibi blurts out when a small piece of Tektar flesh squishes underneath his boot as he runs through the doorway outside.
Keep moving,
Kit says, catching up next to him.
We need to get out of here. Get as far away from the Tektar holdings on Tektakarn as we can. As fast as we can.
Outside the building, the ground is barren. The three see a distant fence marking the boundary of the compound.
That way,
Kit says, nodding at the fence. Hissing alerts them. They look back and see another Tektar guard emerging from the building. Alibi lifts the burner.
You guys get going, I'm right behind you.
Kit and Piccolo begin to run as he swings around and squeezes the burner's handle, the beam slicing the Tektar clean through.
Fwash!
As the smoking alien collapses in pieces, Alibi turns and runs. He catches up with Kit and Piccolo at the compound's fence, an 8-foot-high barrier made of plastic and stone.
Blast the fence with the burner,
Kit calls over to Alibi, nodding at the barrier before them. Alibi turns the burner on the fence and squeezes the handle.
Fwash!
Alibi concentrates the burner beam and melts a hole through the wall of fused plastic and rock. He plays the beam steadily around the edges of the hole, expanding it. He stops when he figures it's big enough, about 3 meters across. They wait for the edges to cool, and then duck through the hole. The area beyond the fence is also bare and desolate. Kit gets his bearings. He nods to the left and heads off in that direction with Alibi and Piccolo following. Leaving the Tektar holdings behind them, they run.
We need to get to the port. My hope is we can find a non-Tektar ship to get us out of here,
Kit says, looking over at Alibi as they run across a gravel field dotted by sparse growth.
Do you have a ship we can use?
Kit asks Alibi.
Nah, I hitched a ride with the Tektar to get here,
he tells him.
You stowed away on one of their ships? No wonder they do not like you,
Kit says. The cat-like alien turns to the other man, about to ask Piccolo if he has a ship. But Kit stops himself.
Never mind.
Don't you have a ship?
Alibi asks Kit.
Impounded,
Kit explains.
Does the project ever send ships out this way? You ever see any of them around?
The human scientists? Why would they? Tektakarn is a commercial outpost and a shady one at that. Not much on this rock to interest your human scientists, I would not think,
Kit says.
I was just hoping, Alibi explains. I have some connections in the project. My, aunt runs the place.
Your aunt? It is good to have friends in high places. Even better to have relatives there,
Kit says.
Fwash!
Alibi feels heat on his back as the beam from a Tektar burner makes contact with the gravel behind him.
They're shooting at us!
Piccolo yells in a panic.
They're shooting at us from the fence!
Brilliant observation,
Kit comments.
Keep running.
The three fugitives continue their mad dash as the aliens fire burner weapons at their heels.
Fwash!
Another beam hits, but it's a little further back this time.
We're almost out of their range, Alibi figures. They'll have to send guards out after us if they want to keep up.
You know they will, Kit says.
I'm betting on it, Alibi jokes.
That was Chapter 2 of Alibi Jones on Glow in the Dark Radio. So Alibi, Kit, and Piccolo are out and running across the surface of the planet Tektakarn. Will they get away clean? We'll find out on our next episode of Glow in the Dark Radio. Hope you'll be back for that one. And remember, in the news, it's the end of the year music time, where we look back at what came out in 2016. And I've got my top 10 albums of 2016 and a 50-track best of 2016 playlist over on my blog at glowinthedarkradio.com. The playlist is hosted at 8tracks.com. It's that time of the year, time for best ofs. Want to remind you to give indie books as gifts. That's my big push this week. Do it for the holidays. Unique, one of a kind, or close, rather. And you'll find mine at my websites at glowinthedarkradio.com and mikeluoma.com. That's MikeLuoma. That's how you can find me on Facebook and Twitter, too. AfterThere.com/ just Mike Luoma. And we do have a Facebook page, a Glow in the Dark Radio Facebook page, facebook.com/glowinthedarkradio. Our music is by Juan Carlos Quatordio. I'm your host, your writer and reader, Mike Luoma. Thank you again for listening to Glow in the Dark Radio.